بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. People hear the terms mustahab or adab and they take it lightly, especially if they started off sharul wiqaya and uduri. Because they come across the definition لا يعاقب على تركه. Definition of an act that is mustahab or termed as adab is a person does it, is rewarded. If he doesn't do it, then there is no sin. So now came across the definition, there was a need. No one is punished, so leave it out. But this is a result of not understanding and appreciating the word mustahab. The word mustahab comes from mahabbat, hub. And when there's a prefix of alif sin, there's a verb, and the verb has got a prefix of alif sin. So alif sin comes to desire, to ask. When we say one is saqa, yasqi, that is to water. Saqaytu az-zara, to water the fields, right? And when you add a prefix of alif sin, then the meaning is you are asking for water. So that is why you say is-salatul istisqa, namaz, asking for water, asking for rain. So same, when the words alif sin come before muhabbat, as though it's a way to ask for the love of Allah. So these works that are of the category of mustahab, they are actually to ask and to acquire the love of Allah. So this person is not just there for the duty, he is beyond the call of duty. This work here, not just duty, beyond the call of duty. Yesterday we have the imam, so he on the call of duty. You caught him last minute and he was there. So that's that, beyond the call of duty. One is he just did the duty, and one is beyond the call of duty. So that brings you the love of Allah. Now, in all our actions, all our ibadat, there are some things that are of the mustahab category, adab category. And just think for a moment what it does. That namaz that is offered with adab, the adab here requires that you do miswak properly, not just top normal. I saw someone coming to the masjid, just top talking about his miswak, and he came in namaz. Do the miswak, but do it properly. Properly means you brush all the teeth. And then the hadith speaks about also rubbing the miswak on the tongue, on the inside of the tongue, the right inside, the throat. So do the miswak and do it properly. Now you came into the masjid to perform namaz after doing the miswak. What has happened? Now the reward of the namaz is multiplied 70 times. See what it was, and now it's escalated 70 times. Just because of adding the dimension of adab, the dimension of mustahab. You put the mustahab and the price just went up. I think, just to yourself, you got a house, for example, a house here, right? So it will go for $1 million then. And the same house you got in Bali, Toro, it'll be at least about 5-6 times, isn't it? And that same type of a house, for example, you got it just in the precincts of the Haram in Makkah, then 100 times, isn't it? Same yard, same. But now, just an additional thing that caught into it inflated the price. So that's called adab. So this aspect of adab has to be brought into every facet of our lives. You are talking to an elder. La tarfa'u aswatakum. Talking to an elder, then don't speak in a high-pitched voice. Talking to an elder, but not so softly that he can't understand. Audible, but not in a high-pitched voice. Talking to your parents, you're talking to some elder, some alim, but not a high-pitched voice. In humble, soft tone, you can understand properly, but not as though you're shouting. Now that can become so serious. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Those who speak in a soft tone in the presence of the least person, their hearts have already been proven, tested. Their hearts have been tested because they passed the test. Passed the test for what? Taqwa. And the Quran is a very testimony. The opposite is also true. In yunadunaka min wara'i al-huzurat aktharum la ya'qilun. So two wa'id. One is this, and the wa'id before that is la tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'di أن تحبط أعمالهم. So one wa'id, one warning is, the person that is shouting, that is calling, knocking, shouting, calling, these people don't have brains. In the words of the Quran, they don't have brains. It's not a sensible thing to do. You come to a person who's got a very, very tight program, right? He must have just gone to rest. And now you come shout and call out for him. Is it the right thing? La tajharu lahu bil qawl. When you're talking to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, talking to an elder, you're not in a high pitch. An tahbata a'malukum. When you talk in a high pitch, what's going to happen? Perhaps all your deeds will go null and void. So, the dimension of adab, what he does, Allah Pak says, those hearts are passed. They passed the test. And those that are not are inconsiderate, then what happens to them? They don't have the understanding, and they may lose out all what they have done, they may lose out. So you see this aspect of adab, and this dimension of adab has to be added, all facets of life, not just one thing. Hadith says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسِ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. Don't sit on the roads. There are people are crossing by. They're using it as a thoroughfare, they don't sit there. Obviously, you're going to sit in a thoroughfare, then you're going to block the passage. It's a place for people to pass. So allow the free movement of the traffic. Now, you are sitting there, are you preventing the free movement of the traffic? The same will apply. You get a busy street, you won't find a person just stopping and having a cool conversation with his friend. Whereas the freeway, you won't have that. But in a small place, like swing or something, a small place, you may find now someone stopped his car and his friend is on the other side and they cool conversing, right? There may be someone that wants to move, and now you're hindering. Iyakum wa julus fit turukat. Don't do this. The public road is meant for the public. It's not your private property. When it's meant for the public, then be considerate. In one jihad, someone was inconsiderate, and the Muslim was very much upset. You may lose all your rewards. All the rewards that you have acquired. The jihad, the striving, the cause. And you're obstructing people's roads, thoroughfare. All that you have acquired, you may lose. So, one is the reason asked not to be seated there, right, on the roads. But if it's a situation where you have to be sitting, like sometimes people's homes are very small. How you got people living in the squatter camp, right? Very small. So they have to see a guest that come out of the house. Four or five people come in. The place is so small, he's got his wife and his daughters there. So he can't get you in. So he sees you outside. But outside is the road. So then there are adab. There are some etiquettes about the road. When it's a thoroughfare, it's a road, then there are certain adab. What are you supposed to be doing? One is you don't block the way. You don't stand in the way that people's thoroughfare is being affected. One adab. The second is this, waghaddul basar, look after your side. Because all types of people have been passing, there'll be men, there'll be women, there'll be girls passing by. So guard your sight. Right. The third will be irshadud dal. Person wants direction, then give him the direction as well. Unless he wants the direction for wrong places. Then you don't give him a direction for wrong place. If the person tells you, alright, you know, show me the place where they are selling drugs. So will you show him? Will you show him? So any place with some wrong taking place, you're not going to show him, right? A drug merchant, and you won't show the place, right? Similarly, he's asking for anything that is wrong, haram or wrong, right? A liquor store, haram, a dance club, not permissible. The wrong is being practiced, idolatry, etc. So he's asking you for direction for a wrong place. You're not going to guide him. Then just say him in brief, I'm not acquainted with all these things. I'm not acquainted with these things yet, but you don't show him the place where wrong is being practiced. So that's the third adab. A person wants some guidance on the road, you give him the guidance. Number four is he wants some assistance, some type of assistance, then you give him the assistance. Like for example, his car is troubling, the tire needs to be replaced, right? He wants some assistance to assist him. But you can't assist him, or he needs a booster to boost the engine. So give him that assistance. A little bit of assistance what you can offer, give that assistance. So you see, these are now adab for the road. If you're sitting there and using it as a place to sit down, then we are adab for the place. So how fortunate we are that for every given situation there is some guidelines how you use it. You are coming into a da'wat, right? لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم or لا تدخلوا بيوتا النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم. So you're coming for a da'wat, right? So what are the adab when you're coming in for a da'wat? لا تدخلوا بيوتا النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم. So you go into a da'wat if there's an invitation. You don't have an invitation, then don't go. You make it difficult for the host. Some people are inconsiderate. You were the invitation, right? So you're carrying along your five children. Now he must have only prepared for 20 people. Now you have got your five children. So this person is going to scratch his head. At the entrance he sees all this now. He feels ashamed to say, I didn't make arrangement for this. So only that person that was invited, he would attend. He won't take the whole army with him. He won't allow the whole ummah to be accompanying him. Just those five people that were invited, or the 10-20 people that were invited, they must come. Sometimes there are some things that are a bit extraordinary. Darul Dioban, they had some students coming from Afghanistan those days. So they're all big stature. So the cook complained to the office, okay, this person wants 30 rotis. Complained to the office, this person wants. So the student was called, okay, we only give 2 rotis per student and you want 30 rotis. So he complained, see, actually, I'm on a diet. I eat 60 and reduced to 30. So the principal wanted to see. And very easily wiped the thing out. 30, wipe it out. So that was his diet. So if you're going into a dawat and that's your diet, you better let the host know. He must have prepared so much. And are you going to wipe the whole thing out? So the adab, right? Ila ta'amin. So only that person that is invited, he goes. Everybody doesn't go. Now, we mustn't pass those comments. Now, olden days, the whole families used to be invited and all that, right? It's true, right? But then they prepared. They used to prepare for so many people. In the olden days, I remember dawats. What is that? What a dawat used to be? There are just one tarkari, one curry. If it's rice and curry, that's it, right? And some achar or something. In those days, they used to give pineapple achar. So curry, rice, and pineapple achar. So if 20 extra people also came, they could accommodate them, right? It's a simple food and a simple preparation. But now in the dawats, they don't want a simple preparation. They want steak, they want chops, so much chips, and this type of burger they want, and that type of fish, you know. So when your lifestyle has gone different now, you can't have 100 people coming in. You all cause this type of a problem. We just elevated the lifestyle. If you elevated the lifestyle now, everybody can't afford that. So we're all guilty for that. So rather we come to simplicity, then you can invite all families. Right. So only those people that are invited, they come in. That's the second adab, right? The third adab in the dawat, بُيُوتًا nabi illa يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ طَعْمٍ غَيْرَ نَازِرِينَ إِنَا. That you are going for a dawat, then don't come long in advance. The dawat was say at after Zuhar. Zuhar was 1 o'clock, so after Zuhar would mean at about 1:30. Right? So if you came at about 11 o'clock for the dawat, the host becomes uncomfortable. He can't tell you where you came before the time. But now he has to make arrangement now, get the dastarkhan right, see the food is right. The cutlery is right, where the men were to be sitting, women were sitting, because sitting is a salad right, achar right, the utensils, all that are right. If it's a hot day, they need something cold, all that is right. He is trying to arrange all these things, and you rock up at that time. So now he is torn between the preparation and yourself, and he feels embarrassed to tell you why you came wrong before the time. So don't put him in an embarrassing position. قَبْلَ أَيْ أُذْرَنَ لَكُمْ إِذَا طَعَمِنْ غَيْرَ نَاظِرِينَ إِنَا. So that's a fourth adab in an invitation. The fourth adab on an invitation is وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا. Now you came as per the invite, you came, you ate. You didn't come before the time, you came around the time. The invite was at about 1:30. So you came about, say, 20 past, alright. Right. Now, after the da'wah, they don't sit down there and carry on conversing. Now that becomes the habit also. The da'wah doesn't only mean like a walima, even if someone called you home, right? He called you home for the invite, he saw you in the masjid. He says, alright, I see you. You come from Shefton, for example. Right? You are a stranger here, so you come home. Now you ate, so you don't sit down and relax and start talking. Because there's going to be two problems. One problem is now, this person must have got some other engagements. And you sitting down and getting into stories. Engaging, indulging, right? So now he can't tell you, but get up and move, because I have to attend to my job. But now you sitting and relaxing and keep stories. As though everybody is like you. On the parvartasha. But I think other person got engagements. He has to teach in the madrasa. He has to go for inspections. If he's not on time, then the whole, it has a ripple effect. Everything goes off. That's the first problem. The second problem is, you will discourage people from inviting. Because he says, I'm going to invite people to come and sit in my house, and the whole routine will go off. But if you are understanding that you ate and I must move, so he says, I can do this every day. I can invite three people, four people every day, because they'll eat, once they've eaten, they move. So I can do it every day. But now if you start it off, you start off in this type of a way, sitting and talking half an hour, 1 hour, say, well, hey, this thing is not manageable. So you give a bad name to the sunnah, and you stop the person from practicing the sunnah. But you practice the sunnah, you ate, comfortable, you took permission and you left. So you are encouraging. You are encouraging, aren't you? فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثٍ. Then the last adab is, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Sometimes it is that in an invite you got men and you got women. In a walima, like what happens in most homes, so you got women also and you got men. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَعًا, then don't mix it up. All mustn't be sitting at the same spot. So have a separate arrangement for women, separate arrangement for men. Not only the eating place, but even when you drop off the passengers. The drop-off point and the eating point, both must be totally separate. Drop-off point, so they can come comfortably into the house without them being noticed by men. So they feel relaxed, they feel respected, and they feel that their privacy is not being invaded. So separate arrangement for men, separate arrangement for women. They feel honored, they feel respected, and they appreciate this, alright, we have been respected, we don't have to cut through women and come to the house. So arrangements are made for them in a separate area. Arrangements are made for men in a separate area. Same will apply that at times you get men and women coming to one place. Like there's a janazah or something. Then they must make this arrangement. There's one entrance here for the men. This is the entrance for the women. Right? This is a drop-off point for women. This is a drop-off point for men. make that arrangement. But then, how comfortable, how relaxing, how respectful it seems. But now, men, women, everybody mixed up. They're coming from one entrance point, one pickup point. No respect. There's no respect left. They're getting mixed up. They feel that we are not being respected. And they were a different pick-up point, drop-off point. For men, for women, each person feels I am respected, and respectfully I enter the house, and respectfully I leave the house. These are adabs. Then again, in the eating, one adab that has to be considered is naha anil ikran, or naha anil qiran, or ikran. And sometimes, there is some type of a savory or some type of a sweet dish or something, right? The sweet dish or the savory is made in small proportions, right? Now say, for example, there's 10 guests, right? And there's 20 samosas. You can't be loading 4 samosas into your plate. Understand that, see, there's 10 guests, and there's 20 samosas. Now you will take out 4, and the next person will take out something like that. What will happen? I don't know, I'll sort myself out, they must sort themselves out. You just take one. Just take one, and let everybody take one, right? And now, don't do as though you're the only person there. So you'll take one, right? And you're not going to be staring at the samosa. The samosa is still there, or is getting wiped out. Don't look at that. Because everybody's watching now, and you're staring at the samosa, then they'll feel embarrassed to pull. You are eating, others are eating as well. And when you see others also, then encourage them what you have as well. You see the adab, how fine, how refined Islam is. Every aspect it has considered. And the same concept has been extended to any facility that is meant for the public, is meant for everybody to use. Any facility that is meant for everybody to use, you have to be considerate, right? Like now you're traveling by plane, right? Again, this is naha anil qiran. Understand that it's not only your need. The toilet is meant for everybody. Whether it's a Muslim or Muslim, everybody is paying for that facility, right? So if you're using a toilet, then finish up quickly. Now don't go into the toilet, the public toilet or in a plane. 10 minutes you're making miswak. I say, is it fair for the rest of the passengers? It's not fair for them. You could have done your miswak on your seat and then went to the toilet. So be considerate for the others. Same if you are going to an istima, are you sitting on the wuzu seat and you're making miswak? You're not showing consideration. You could have done that while standing. I'll just do the wuzu in 2 minutes, you can finish and move on. Then if you are traveling by plane and you have to make wuzu, then don't mess the whole place up with water. But people are, that facility was not only for you. It was for all the passengers. I messed up with water, making wuzu and all that. Next person comes in, says, what type of a deen is this? What type of a religion is this? No consideration. So if that place got messed up while you were making wuzu, take the toilet paper or something, clean it up, wipe it out, leave it as crisp as the time that you've seen. In fact, leave it in a better position than you had visited. Now the next person comes and visits the toilet. He's relaxed, he's comfortable, and he feels, all right, these people are very considerate. So a lot of times, when we leave all this adab, then we are actually chasing people from Islam. Now you just think about it, that you missed the toilet, you left it. No, the next person must sort himself out. Or you threw water all over the place and you just went out. The next person, what he feels, you're not considerate. You used it, when you went, you were in a good shape, to now leave the toil also in a good shape. These are all teachings of that are coming from Rasulullah SAW. And failure to this, we become a discouragement to Islam. The one word is consideration. Then whilst we are sitting and eating, we don't talk of things that are nauseating. Are you sitting and eating? You know, that person died there. He was sick. He was in the hospital there. And he's got four degree cancer, make dua for him. But is that the time to talk about this? Sitting and eating must be a relaxed environment, calm, relaxed, and easy on the mind. You don't talk of this, he died, and this thing happened to that person. You don't talk of serious things. At that time, you don't talk of serious maslahs also. You have maslahs, not of serious things. You know, I got a munasaka to make out in miras. Can you work it out? No, you don't do that. There's a time, there's an occasion for that. You will show him at that time. Now it's a time to relax. The mind must be at ease. You ate well. How are you? Some things that will be relaxing to his mind. Talk about these type of things. Not nauseating and not serious things. The third point is that be considerate to the people that are sitting around. So you don't talk of things that will offend. For example, one person's son, he's gone off the line. So I ask you, hey, but the child of yours, how's he now? He's not drugging now. Now, isn't that embarrassing? So you don't talk of things that is embarrassing. And here our mentality today's people are such, so we like to talk something controversial. Some fight happening, some controversial thing, we want to talk about that. And then we just start it off, and then people start fighting, so we remain spectators. Now, yeah, who's giving the shots now? So we just press the button for the controversy. Yeah, hey, you know, the majlis said this. So, you know, you're waiting for a response. Yeah, he's always saying this, always saying. But you see, who starts it off? You want to instigate, and you want some kind of response, and then people fight, and then you'll be an armchair critic. Charles will fight. But who started the whole thing? So don't talk of these type of things that will lead into a controversy, fight, argument, etc. Don't talk of these type of things. See, these adabs, they are all coming from Rasulullah Qasim. His teaching, his ways. How you attend a public gathering. That you attend, you feel so comfortable mentally, physically, you relax, emotionally, you are not hurt. You left no hurt, no injury, physically, emotionally, mentally, no pain. So that's called a gathering. You feel relaxed, you feel comfortable, you feel nice. So you see the importance of adab. Allah Pakhan Bas also.
Ali Ahmad Muhammad is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا سند من لا سند له إن قطع رجاؤنا إلا عنك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسوله وبرغم الله we are pleased with you, we are overjoyed with you as our Rabb, Ya Allah. We are overpleased and we are very happy with Islam as our religion, Ya Allah. And we are over happy and we are very very happy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi and Rasul. Allah, you have declared yourself in the Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You tell my bandas that I'm most forgiving, most merciful. Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, we desperately asking you, Ya Allah. We are so, so sorry, Ya Allah. Please forgive us, Ya Allah. We won't do it again, Ya Allah. Allah, you are that being, Ya Allah, on whose arsh it is written, أُمَّةٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. A nation that is given to sin, Ya Allah. Allah, we are confessing, Ya Allah. We are given to sin, Ya Allah. We are always sinning, Ya Allah. We are entrenched in sin, Ya Allah. We are drowned in sin, Ya Allah. Head to toe in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you have said, وَرَبُّ غَفُورٌ, Ya Allah. You are most forgiven. Please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, you are being, Ya Allah. But not only can you forgive our sins, Ya Allah, but you have promised that if we make Tawbah honestly and we rectify ourselves, Ya Allah, you have promised that you will reform our sins into good deeds. فَوْلَٰهِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتٍ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah, please reform our sins into good deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive all those who have conveyed and shower your special mercy on all those who have conveyed this deen to us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our families, forgive our communities, forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, just as your favor, just as our sins are innumerable, Ya Allah. Allah, your favors on us are innumerable, Ya Allah. Allah, we have the time to think of all the difficulties we're going through. Ya Allah, we don't have the time to reflect over your favors, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq that we become grateful servants, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna shakirin li ni'matik. مثلين بها قابليها واتمها علينا. Oh Allah, the mashayikh that have passed on this deen to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, reading the incidents, Ya Allah, the hard efforts that they made to convey the deen to us, Ya Allah, you reward them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those that are alive amongst them, Ya Allah, let us, allow us, give us the tawfiq to appreciate them and to take full benefit from them, Ya Allah, to sit in their company, Ya Allah. Allah, allow us and give us the tawfiq to serve this deen, Ya Allah, to serve the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow us to be amongst those who revive the sunnah, Ya Allah, and revive us through the sunnah, Ya Allah. Make us embodiments of the sunnah, our day and night, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, allow us to recite the Quran abundantly, Ya Allah. Allow us to reflect over the Quran, Ya Allah. Allow us to remain in the service of the Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, just as we would like our children to be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Let us be the coolness of the eyes of our parents, Ya Allah. Grant them the best in dunya, qadr, and akhirat, Ya Allah. Allahumma ghafir ummat habibik Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummat habibik Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahdi ummat habibik Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, the ummat is going through difficult times, Ya Allah. Difficulties and sufferings, Ya Allah. يا سند من لا سند له إن قطع رجاؤنا إلا عنك رب أدخلنا مدخل صدق وأخرجنا مخرج صدق واجعلني أنا من لدنك سلطانا بصيرا. اللهم اغفر وارحم واهد أمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا رب العالمين.